Joining us live over the phone now is Star Valley Braves head football coach McKay Young. Coach Young, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me.
Coach, first off, are you doing okay? Did you get to eat your any Reese's? Do you steal from your kids? I guess that's the first question we have to ask.
They pay a certain tribute when they come home.
That's right.
Dad
to be
tax.
Able to live in our home. So.
To live
no,
in our home.
No, it was
home.
A good night.
I love that. So, Coach, obviously, you and I speak all the time, but today's matchup with the Douglas Bearcats, you have you're familiar with the program, you're familiar with Coach Rhodes, what he brings to the table, his pedigree, what that program's done. And does it make it a little easier to kind of play that card to your kids of, hey, you could be done today if you don't go out and execute when you're facing a team like Douglas?
I think it does, but it's interesting, you know, we played them 10 times in 6 years the first 6 years I was here in Star Valley. A lot of regular season and postseason, and it seems like we knew them better than anybody. But it's interesting, these kids have never played Douglas. The last time we played them, these kids were freshmen. The familiarity that we have between coaching staffs is, I mean, we know them as well as anybody. They know us as well as anybody because of the 10,000 games it seems like we've coached against each other this decade. But the current teams haven't seen each other, so it's kind of an interesting dynamic. Trying to express, you know, just how good Douglas is and some of the bread and butter plays that they have that the past teams knew so well. It's an interesting dynamic.
Well, this wasn't a matchup that a lot of people saw coming when the season began. Star Valley, no, people didn't expect Douglas, I guess, to be the fourth seed, and there's some tiebreakers and things that went into that. But, you know, Coach, when you look at the season that you have had leading up to this home playoff football game of the postseason, it's been quite remarkable. I mean, you go all the way back to the Summit Academy game. I mean, it seems so long. It was 100 degrees that day, by the way. And now here we are hoping we hit 30 this afternoon. So, I mean, when you go back to the beginning of the season and just watch how your team has progressed and evolved and, of course, the get better every week mentality, what maybe are some of your biggest moments? What makes you most proud about this team being undefeated heading into the postseason?
You know, I told a lot of people before the season, I didn't think that it was crazy to say that we could start out 0-3 with the schedule we had. You know, we knew we had a great football team coming back, but with the first three games, out-of-state games that we had scheduled, you look at Blackfoot, that's the only game they've lost. Sugar, that's the only game they've lost. Rising to the challenge of those early season challenges was what I'm proud of up to this point. But like we've stressed with the boys, you know, people forget about all that in a hurry if we don't finish the job, and that starts today.
Yeah, and I don't mean to harp on that, but you and I have had this conversation a little bit. When you're the top dog, and of course the Braves have not only undefeated this year but finished last year on a big streak, there's expectations now that we're in the postseason, kind of that safety net is gone, and the anxiety level ramps up a bit for you coaching types.
Yeah, I mean, this is why you do it. This is where it gets to be really, really fun, because you're finally playing for keeps, and, you know, the results are etched in stone at this point. There's no redos, there's no reset button. You know, the result on the field is going to remain for a long, long time. So the nice thing is, I think you saw with this group a year ago, I think they really rise to that. They embrace that. And I look forward to seeing the way that they come out against Douglas today.
Star Valley head football coach McKay Young joining us live this morning on First Bank Sports Friday. Coach, of course, we've talked so much about your seniors, and rightfully so. What an incredible group of seniors. Last week on senior night, they all had a fantastic game and just rolling over Evanston the way that they did. But just spend a few moments to talk about this group of seniors. They were a huge part of the state championship run as juniors last year. The leadership and the culture on this team I've been very impressed with that they've been able to produce in that dynamic.
For sure. And, you know, we knew, you know, since they were in middle school that they were a special group. And, you know, the some classes have really good skilled guys. Some classes have really good linemen. Some classes have, you know, a good running back. Some classes a quarterback or receiver. But this class is as complete a class as I think you're going to find. You know, the guys up front, the running back, linebacker types, the receiver DBs, I mean, just the talent. But I think, as you allude to, the one thing that really makes this group special is the amount of fun that they have, the selflessness that they have. You know, they don't bicker at each other that this kid gets too many touches or that kid gets too many touches, or, you know, it's a pretty cohesive group and brotherhood that they have. And, you know, when you're talented and you have a bunch of boys that are willing to approach the game that way, you get seasons like we've had. And again, you hope that those same attributes will carry them through these next 3 weeks.
Coach, when you look at this this group, this team, it hasn't been without without some obstacles, of course, and guys have been dinged up here and there, and guys have even played through injuries all season long. But the health of the team at this point, how are your guys looking?
You know, we struggled a lot in September with especially ankles. We've got a couple knees that we keep a close eye on. You know, and it seems like most of them are those key guys from a year ago. A lot of the All-State kids from a year ago are the ones that have been battling through some of that adversity. We're not 100% healthy, but we're as healthy as we've been, at least in a little while. So, you know, and playoff time, it's time to strap up and go. So, it's always, you know, any football season is hard. You know, my wife gives me a hard time. She's like, why in the world do you do this where so much of what you do depends on the health of 16-year-olds in such a violent game, because you have so little control over that. But I think it's through a lot of that adversity that the character that this game teaches young men comes into play. I think there's a lot of valuable lessons that come through that, because life isn't, you know, picture perfect. Life isn't necessarily fair all the time. Life, you know, throws you a sprained ankle from time to time, or even a, you know, a torn ACL. So I think these are valuable lessons that the young men get to learn at a young age.
Coach McKay Young, Star Valley High School football, with us live on First Bank Sports Friday. So, Coach, as you and your staff have looked at the tapes on Douglas and prepared for this game, what stood out to you, and what do you think are some of the key matchups this afternoon?
They're good up front. Really good offensive and defensive line. And we knew this was coming, honestly, for the last couple of years. They've got some kids that have been all-conference, all-states since they were sophomores. A lot of three-year starters. Their quarterback, A.J. Yemen, was the all-state quarterback a year ago. And then, you know, Douglas, Coach Rhodes, and his staff do a great job. They run a great system. I mean, it's the same stuff they've been running for 15 years and winning all kinds of state championships and state championship game appearances. So good athletes running a good sound system equals for a really hard matchup, especially in the first round. They're a really, really good football team.
Coach, thanks for your time today. Good luck this afternoon, and we'll talk to you after the game.